The Republican Party suffered losses in the U.S. Congress, but they're optimistic about the possibility of retaining Alaska's House and Senate seats. The National Republican Congressional Committee saw about 20 House seats lost to Democrats last night, but committee spokesman Ken Spain says they're attributing Congressman Don Young's lead to Governor Sarah Palin's presence on the ticket as the Republican vice presidential candidate. Spain says while Young was polling behind his opponent, Democrat Ethan Berkowitz, Republican voters backed Young in the voters' booth.
There were a lot of predictions that were made in haste, it appears now, in regards to Alaska. But I think the real story here is Sarah Palin. The so-called Sarah Palin effect seemed to drive up turnout in the state of Alaska and helped a member of Congress, and at this time it appears a sitting United States senator, possibly across the finish line.
Spain says it's ironic that Palin may have helped Congressman Young retain his seat, since the two have been political antagonists. Palin supported her lieutenant governor, Sean Parnell's, bid for Young's seat in the August Republican primary, and Young has criticized Palin publicly. But Spain says, in the end, party loyalty won out.
While she and Congressman Young may have not exactly seen eye to eye on every occasion, they definitely saw eye to eye on the importance of this election, and we're very glad that we were able to pull this one off.